Merry Christmas. It's the season of Advent. It's the third Sunday of Advent, if you count along those lines. We explained about Advent. It's just a tradition. It doesn't have particular religious significance. Mary had 9 months to prepare. Here comes a baby, right? So we've taken 4 Sundays leading up to Christmas and stop to say, what's it about? Where is this heading? What can we know as you look in your scripture about the story of Jesus Christ's birth? And so we will look again at Luke chapter 1, which is, it's a journalistic account of the birth of Christ. It's told by this fellow named Luke. So Luke is not, one of the 12 apostles. Not a lot of people recognize that. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, of those Gospels, 2 of them are apostles. And then Mark traveled around with Peter. John Mark, his name is, but Mark, so he writes a Gospel. And then Luke traveled around with Paul. And so he's written the book of Acts and the Gospel according to Luke. And so the information that Luke gives us in Luke's Gospel is from interview. He even says at the beginning, I've gone out and I've made a study of these things to tell you what you can know, to the person that he's writing to. So this stuff that we hear about the birth of Jesus, it's almost surely from talking to Mary or talking to someone who knew Mary, because it's Mary's story. It's Mary's almost secret, right? It says she treasured up these things in her heart. And so we look at this and we look at the birth of Jesus foretold. It's going to be in Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. But I have just some other words of introduction that I want to lead into with. So we'll end up there. If I asked you, what would you answer, I wonder, about why does Christmas matter? Right? We don't know when the baby was born. So where in the world do you find shepherds out at night watching sheep that's winter? I don't think you do. Or if you're a shepherd and you're poor, but someone's got to watch the sheep, you do. And you put on a heavy coat and you do. Nobody knows when Jesus was born. So we've decided to celebrate it now, and that's allowed, and that's okay. I don't know how you would feel if I decided when your birthday was. I said, hey, how you doing? It's July. And you say, so? Well, happy birthday. You say, but I wasn't born then, right? But would you be offended if someone came up to you and said, happy birthday? You know, well, you missed it, but at least you came, right? Yeah. Yeah. If we don't know when the baby was born, it must be that the baby was born at all. Merry Christmas. That baby was born. Can you warm up to that idea? I like Christmas anyway. I don't care about any of this, but Christians are like 60-40. Some people care, some people don't. So I speak to it in the sermon. Merry Christmas. It's so good that Jesus was born and he likes you. It's the message from the front. Isn't that quite nice? He doesn't like sin. If you identify with your sin, he doesn't like that. He came and he died a brutal, violent death because of that. It's not okay. Oh dear. But it's okay because this is good news. You're going to be okay. If you suddenly care inside of you about the difference between heaven and hell and life and death, it's because you care. It's because inside of you, something's at work that's the right thing that God's working. Saying, don't you care about stuff like that? And you do. And you're here. So it's good news. Merry Christmas. Yeah. But why this baby, right? It was a very specific life. I mean, did you recognize in the song that we sang that there was a quote in it from Isaiah chapter 9? There will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times, he treated the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, with contempt, speaking of God. But later he shall make it glorious by the way of the sea, the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Do you know what happened in Galilee, folks? Yeah, the man from Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. God will do something there, Isaiah said, 600 years before it happened, over 600 years. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, and those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest, as when men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden, the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or peace. Have you seen that in this world yet? As you look at Syria? As you look at Israel? Is the great land of Israel walking in this? No, not yet. But it began with the birth of that child. Merry Christmas. And it's coming. It's coming. And so everything you're looking at right now, it's not enough to undo what God will do that He said He'll do. So be encouraged. It's the difference that God will make in this broken world we observe. To establish it, to uphold it with justice. Oh, I skipped a very important verse. I'm sorry, you can't miss this. There will be no end to the increase of His government or of peace on the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. The zeal of God will accomplish this. Do you have to be good girls and boys to get your name on a list somewhere? The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. You, get in line. I've told you, now live it and go. Here is the revelation of God to you out of His Scripture. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? That's what's going on in this baby, a very specific life that Isaiah talks about. But it was who the baby is, not just where, when, why, and how the baby came, right? God did choose to establish a miraculous witness and testimony for a calling card, for a fingerprint that was so identifiably God that no one is arguing with it. But it was a baby who would be the life that mattered, wouldn't it? Who we are matters. Do you hear that? Did Jesus not say, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a man who built a house upon a rock? God established all of this testimony to the life of Jesus Christ. And He came to John the Baptist's mother and father, didn't He? Elizabeth and Zechariah. And He said, you raise this kid a certain way. He's going to do a certain thing. And he grew up to be that man. And this angel is going to come to Mary and he's going to say something to her. But Jesus never celebrates Christmas in Scripture. He celebrates Hanukkah every time it happens in Scripture. Never celebrates Christmas. Doesn't say, it's my birthday. Right? In fact, it wasn't until after Jesus was dead, buried, rose again, ascended into heaven. It wasn't until after people started saying, hey, what's the story about how did he get here? Where did he come from? What did it mean? That the Gospels are written to tell you, oh, here's the way it happened. This is how Mary, the angel came to Mary. This is how it started. Nobody cared about how that man came when he was multiplying bread and fish. That did happen. Or it didn't. It's true. Or it's not. People weren't thinking, where was this man born? They were thinking, can I have some? And Jesus said, well, you know, you're chasing me because you like the bread. But if you knew, Remember what he said to the woman at the well. If you knew who it was that's speaking to you, you would ask and I would give you living water. It's the Lord. It's Jesus Christ. He had to be born. It's good to know the scriptures about his miraculous birth. Merry Christmas. That's good.